Staying, in fact, in the Middle East with the business leader, who is Charles Pellegrin. A check on traffic, first of all, Charles, through the Strait of Hormuz.
Well, the memorandum of understanding signed between the U.S. and Iran has cleared the way, cleared a number of hurdles to crossing the vital waterway through which a fifth of the world's oil and natural gas supply used to flow through. A new scheme by the International Maritime Organization to evacuate some 11,000 commercial sailors stuck in the Gulf has now gotten underway, but with mines still not totally cleared and a bottleneck created by the past few months, it'll be a complex international operation which will take months to complete. Meanwhile, global oil prices have fallen to their lowest level since the war began. As you can see there, even continuing that slide this Thursday, Yuko Roya tells us more.
Ships have begun sailing through the Strait of Hormuz under the International Maritime Organization's evacuation plan. But there's still only a handful of up to 600 stuck in the Gulf, with over 11,000 crew on board.
What we don't want to cause is any collisions, any accidents. So incrementally, we will see the numbers increasing. Hopefully, the next step will be around 50 vessels a day. And then in that way, we will see how we can further support it. But it will take us a few weeks before we can actually complete the evacuation.
The IMO is working with Oman to let vessels transit through a southern corridor managed by the country. Under the scheme, ships can also sail through another route further north via Iranian waters. This as demining efforts led by France and Britain also continue. Among the vessels that sailed out of the Gulf on Wednesday, three oil tankers together carrying 5 million barrels of crude oil, two of them heading for Asia. While daily traffic through the strait is still a fraction of the pre-war average, U.S. officials say the flow of crude has almost come back to normal. Global oil prices fell to their lowest levels since the start of the war. Meanwhile, Qatar's prime minister traveled to Oman to prepare for talks with Iran, Iraq and Gulf states on the operation of Hormuz. The discussions are separate from U.S.-Iran peace talks, as Tehran insisted it would charge fees for transit.
And that question of fees could be a real stumbling block in negotiations with the U.S., Sean.
Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, Donald Trump basically said this was a red line issue when asked if he would reject a final deal which included any service or shipping fees for Iran. He pointed to the dangerous precedent this would create for other crucial shipping lanes around the world. Take a listen.
Would you block a final Iran deal if it included any kind of fees on shipping
yeah,
American
no, companies? Yeah, no, it would be unacceptable to me. Because we have numerous straits, and if you did that for them, you'd have to do it for other people. You have other straits. I wouldn't allow it there either. Yeah, it would be a game changer.
So, Sean, what's the status then currently when it comes to ships crossing through the strait? I mean, what do they actually have to do?
So, first of all, the MOU says that for the duration of the 60-day talks, no fees will be charged. But last week, Iran said it does require them to ask for permission to transit and to have an insurance policy, which is free, at least for now. That could set the stage for an imposition of fees down the line, though, as it makes asking Iran for permission a mandatory step of this process. In addition, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy released a statement on Wednesday warning, quote, that the only permitted route for passage through the Strait of Hormuz is the routes designated by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Navigation outside these routes is highly dangerous and prohibited. This comes on the back of the UK MTO, a global maritime information service, proposing now safe alternative routes to ships through Omani waters along the southern edge of the strait. All this really underlines the widespread uncertainty that continues to hang over the future of maritime traffic in this part of the world.
Now we're going to move on to something different. We'll look at the markets. Sean, we spent the last couple of days, haven't we, talking about tech sell-offs. So tell us what's the picture like today.
That episode seems to be behind us for now, at least until the next sell-off. Both the Nikkei in Japan and the Kospi in South Korea leading gains in Asia. One big event to explain the move in South Korea, up over 5% there, is chipmaker SK Hynix's shares surged this Thursday after it was announced the company plans to raise as much as $29 billion in a U.S. stock market listing. The company is ramping up investment to meet booming demand for its AI chips. Another big factor in changing the mood on AI stocks was the earnings report unveiled by U.S. memory chipmaker Micron on Wednesday. Its quarterly sales forecast easily topped analyst estimates. Revenue should be around $50 billion in the fourth quarter, when the expectation was more around $43 billion. This goes to show that AI chip demand remains strong over the past year. Micron, as you can see there, has seen its share price skyrocket over 723%. Wow. Tech leading the gains in Europe as well. The DAX in Frankfurt opening higher while the CAC 40 is flat. The FTSE in London, less tech-heavy an index, so in the red right now, dragged down by lower energy prices for its oil majors.
Pretty impressive rise. Sean, thanks a lot. Sean Pellegrin with Business on France 24.